Hello, everyone. Welcome to Hablar and Chill. This is our trailer episode where we introduce ourselves, the purpose of this podcast, and what to expect from us in the coming episodes and the near future in general. My name is Roni. I'm Lebanese, born and raised in Abu Dhabi, unfortunately. And I've been living in Spain for approximately 7 years. I did my university degree in political science and economics. This summer I finished my master's degree in international relations. And yeah, Rodrigo, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. So I'm Rodrigo Alvarez. I was born and raised in Switzerland, actually.
Fortunately.
And then when I was 10 years old, we moved to Spain, and that's how I ended up meeting Roni in college. I too did my degree in political science and art history. And I would say my interest in politics really comes from a background in history. When I was a child, I really liked to read about history and mythology, all this stuff. Then when I grew up, I went on to read more about philosophy, and that's really how I realized that politics is really everywhere in life. Everything in life revolves around politics. It's what shapes our society and has shaped our history. What about you, Roni? Why did you go into politics?
It's complicated. There was an inability I had to understand why my country was doing so poorly and had been doing poorly for a long time. And just the characteristics that are of Lebanon, just things that someone from the outside cannot comprehend. So listening to people talking about Lebanon and the issues in the Middle East in general, it angered me at certain times, I would say, because there's no serious dialogue in the Middle East about what's happening. There's so many things that you cannot talk about, unfortunately. So what I care about is learning from other people in order to make things better. And which direction is better, that's something we should decide together. And that's the objective of this podcast, is to talk without taboos, without judgment, completely freely, to give a funny anecdote about how we came up with the idea to start this. When I say came up, I don't mean we created something. We came to the conclusion that we should start a podcast because a couple of weeks ago, we were playing video games, and at 3 a.m, Rodrigo asked me one question, and from there, the conversation spiraled out of control for about 2 hours, where we were just talking, and it occurred to me that how come I can speak so freely and have done so with Rodrigo over the years during our time together in university about anything. We can make all kinds of jokes. We can talk about every single topic. And we have no fear of any repercussions or judgment. We can talk completely freely and without hesitation about any topic. And I would like from this podcast, or through this podcast, to create such a community online, because this is what the internet should be for, no? Like a forum for discussing issues wholeheartedly, not with the intention to debate aggressively, to win points, to confirm our own biases, but no, to expose ourselves to more, to things bigger than us, through other people who have had different experiences and different points of view, which are all valid in their own ways, and to certain extents. So yeah, Rodrigo, what do you hope to achieve with this podcast?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I think you actually made a great point there, that it seems like people nowadays on social media, on the news, even out on the streets, whenever they start talking about especially politics, but really anything that's going on in society and the world, people are very biased, and it seems more like a confrontation rather than a conversation, I would say, when people with different ideas actually try to talk, they don't really talk about it. They just want to win a debate. That's what it looks like. And that's what we want to achieve with this podcast. We will try to invite different guests, guest speakers to this program, from very different contexts, very different fields. I think that's also an important thing to explain to the audience, is that the episodes will be based upon the type of guests we have for that episode, that will determine the topic and the language we will do the podcast in, because well, we both speak English and Spanish, so we will try to do half of the episodes in Spanish, the other half in English, of course. But we are also open to suggestions and requests and questions and any kind of stuff.
Yes, please engage with us on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram. I believe the audience can also send us voice messages on Anchor. So if we do an episode in English or in Spanish, and the audience, even one person, would like it in the other language, that's completely fine, and we can accommodate that without any problem. So yes, as Rodrigo was saying, the guests, which will be present on almost every episode, different guests, will dictate the language and the topic. And the topics can range from, I should say, they have no range. It could be politics, economics, finance, history, philosophy, anything. And it's with the approach of friends sitting at a bar and having a conversation. We are not trying to convince anybody of anything. We are not special in any way. We are just students who are interested and have had exposure to these fields, and we like to talk about them. And
and hopefully hopefully learn from each other, actually.
Exactly. Yes, I agree. So that's the objective of this podcast, and hopefully we're able to create some kind of a community that engages with us and participates and replaces us one day, because we're not that important. And that's the aim, to promote this kind of approach to dialogue, you know? Mm-hmm. So what to expect from future episodes on this podcast? Well, there will be guests, some prestigious, some not so much. Yeah, from friends to professors to experts, etc. Spanish and English languages, lots of jokes, some funny, most of them not very funny. And yes, there will be no taboos. We can talk about absolutely anything and everything. And that's exactly what we hope to do. Any final words, Rodrigo?
Well, I think we We did a pretty good introduction here. We'll have to, I would say we'll have to leave it here and wait for the first episode.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about this.
Yes, yes, so am I. Yeah, the first episode will be released soon, recorded and released soon. And we hope you enjoy it. And if not, please don't spare us any criticism. thank you very much.
That's what we're going to have Instagram and Twitter as well. So feel free to hit us up there with anything, really.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you for listening, and we hope that you'll tune in regularly. Thank you very much.